And so I want us to take this time now to kind of go deep within, to meditate and marinate on these divine ideas, the idea of substance, the idea that there's no need to be in fear, but to actually activate our faith and to hold on to the truth that out of the invisible realm of spirit, we can draw forth that which is needed. As we come together as a spiritual community, we can hold one another up. We can feed each other and clothe each other, support each other, comfort each other, and be there for one another. What a sacred time this is. Do you want to be a fisher of men? Offering support to others, seeking to bless them. For when we bless others, we are blessed in so doing. Let us cast our net on the right side of consciousness, on the side of love, on the side of faith, on the side of gratitude for what we have. Thankfulness, knowing that today brings a new dawn, a new day, new possibilities. So just breathe in this sense of peace. And fill your heart. Fill the net of your consciousness with thoughts of truth. Thank you, God, that I am comforted. Thank you that I am nourished. Thank you that there are others who are willing to help and to support and to lift one another up. I breathe deeply into the air. And we hold those perhaps who are experiencing less than the optimal, ideal experience, who are seeking the basics of life, food and shelter. Let us surround them in light and love. Let us see them being touched by spirit and touched by human hearts and hands that are willing to share, so that no one is alone and no one goes hungry. We bless them. We bless our world. So let us do so as we affirm now our great invocation. Let us pray for the world. And the great invocation is a universal prayer. I will read it, and then you can hold the thought in consciousness. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, Let love stream forth into human hearts. May love increase on earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where error dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let it be so, and so it is.